Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with District 5 Council Member Nancy Hingham is joining us right now on the KRDO Newsline, preparing for the storm, I would imagine. Nancy, good morning.
Yes, actually, I'm a little surprised by it, and thanks for giving me the heads up. Honestly, I've not been paying that much attention, but I guess I need to start doing that.
Wow, and it really pays to listen to KRDO News Radio, because a lot of people are in that boat, and they're finding out what great information. We navigate the noise and give nothing but the facts here on KRDO's Morning News.
There you go.
I am the newest member, by the way. I just got promoted, so I don't do the afternoon. I do the morning now. And I'm the program director of KRDO News Radio, if I don't say so myself. But anyway, let's talk about the...
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Let's talk about these issues that we kind of teased on. Annexation, big word this morning. What is the latest on this? And then we'll get into the town hall you participated in at the Citadel last week.
Sure, you bet. Well, folks may or may not know, but there is a proposed annexation of a really significant size well to the south of Colorado Springs, bordering on Fountain, actually. It's called the Amara Annexation. The developer, La Plata, has actually been working on this for probably 4 or 5 years. It's been kind of on again, off again. We had a work session on Monday. It was probably a good 4 hours of conversation with the applicant, with the developer, hearing from our CSU utilities regarding impacts, folks from the city, about what this annexation might mean for the city of Colorado Springs. I don't have the facts right on top of my head in terms of the the square miles. Mm-hmm. It's a little over almost 2,000 acres, I believe.
Wow.
Anyway, it's very big, and potentially 9,000 new homes. So I think it's a really important thing for us to be considering about the impact of, should we decide to annex this property into the city of Colorado Springs, what does that mean for the existing citizens and ratepayers of Colorado Springs utilities?
So we'll be following this. Obviously, it's a big deal. Water is going to be in play and things like that. How can people get more information to follow this through either your website or the city council's website?
I would say go straight to the city's website and city council legislative services. You can sign up. Actually, I would really encourage everyone to do this, to sign up for the city council newsletter, which basically lets folks know what you get an alert in your email about what the agenda items are that are coming up. And then after the meeting, just a brief summary of what happened, what was decided, what was determined. And that can be signed up by contacting Alex Ryden, R-Y-D-E-N, at City Council. And perhaps you all can make that available on your website too, the link to sign up for that. But I would really encourage people to stay engaged and informed, and of course, certainly by listening to KRDO Radio.
Well, thank you very much. We've got about 30 seconds left. Just kind of sum up the town hall you participated in at the Citadel.
It was really great. It was actually with one of your competitors. It was KOAA, along with the Gazette, hosted an hour-long town hall with the mayor, our chief of police, the principal of Mitchell High School, Dee Smith, who's the founder of Men of Influence for doing crime prevention in our community, and myself. And we had a really very robust and meaningful conversation related to crime prevention, the state of crime, not just at the Citadel, but in our city. And it was a really, really positive conversation. There are things to be concerned about, absolutely. And there's also a lot of really important work going on regarding community building, policing, and managing crime in the city.
Excellent. When you're the leader, you have no competition. But anyway, we have a lot of friends over there. Nancy, always great to catch up with you. Thanks so much. Don't be a stranger. We'll look forward to talking to you down the road.
Appreciate the time.